All week, we've been marking the upcoming recognition of fathers. Sunday is a big day for all dads and those who've been like a dad. Here at Tell Me More, we've broadcast essays by some of our contributors and guests of the program that reflect the joys and challenges of fatherhood. Today, we hear from Ben Elkin, an alternative energy developer, law school student, and single dad, caring for his 7-year-old son, Stash.
Everyone tells me what a great dad I am, and I appreciate it. I really do. And I say with all humility, they're right. One of the things that makes me a great dad is that my favorite thing to do in this world is be my son's father. Stash and I laugh and play and joke around. We make silly faces, childish games, and inappropriate noises. But we also say please and thank you, clear the dinner table, make the bed, do our homework, and talk about what it is to live righteously. I sometimes think about the Will Smith movie, The Pursuit of Happiness, the scene where he and his boy are spending their first night homeless in the train station. But instead of it being a trauma, it's an adventure. That is so only because the father chooses to lead and the son chooses to follow. The catch-22 of parenting. By setting clearly established and fair boundaries, upholding them lovingly and consistently, rewarding good behavior while calmly but sternly correcting bad, you create a playground for your child to become themselves, and they get to gleefully play in it. Kids are just as smart as adults. They just don't know what adults know. But they do know when they feel safe and loved, and when they do, their lives are better, and so is yours. Due to some difficult circumstances, which it seems so many of us are facing these days, I've spent much of the last 3 years being Stash's primary caregiver, while I work and go to law school without any local support. People ask me all the time, how do you do it all? And honestly, I have no idea. Though parenting skills are very important, when kids are born, they are who they are, and you can only guide them into being themselves. I am only able to be the dad I am and make our lives work because of the person Stash is, and that is the greatest blessing in my life. I recently asked him what he liked most about being my son. He said he loves that I play with him and joke with him. I told him the reason I do is that it's my favorite thing to do in the world, and he said, "I know, Daddy." It melted my heart.
That was Ben Elkin, an alternative energy developer, law school student, and single dad, reflecting on Father's Day. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bridget DeShagas, Arjun Hutchins, Sanaz Meshkinpour, Amitha Parasher, Amy Ta, Lena Moses-Schmidt, Ryan Brooks, Saran Yitbarek, and John Ketchum. Our program is edited by Corey Dade, Kyle McKinnon, and Lori Grant. Our directors are Monica Evstatieva and Emily Auctionschlager. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. Our technical director is Brian Jarbo, with help this week from Neil Tebolt. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. The executive producer is Tashima Walker. Remember, to tell us more, you can always go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can also follow us on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More, NPR. I'm Allison Keyes. You've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. There'll be more talk tomorrow.